Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 audience. I am back. It's your girl, Holly Woods of Hartford here, just kind of giving you a little brief synopsis of what the heck's been going on. My, have things have changed from 2020 to 2021. It has been one major shift in energy, and I swear to you, the studio hasn't been doing anything other than what we normally do, but it has been booming. I am proud to say that the business has been extremely successful through this time. We've been getting amazing new instructors and new students every day popping in, and I can only attest to having a strong sense of understanding what's going on in the climate today to constantly try to stay afloat with things going on around us. With all this said, you know that I've been actively involved for, I don't know, maybe 6 to 9 months so far in a restaurant venture called the 78 Dinner Club. It was supposed to be a dinner cabaret style theater, which was going to open at the old Lucky's location in Vernon. After Lucky's closed down, we've been back and forth with different ideas of what was necessary in order to make this come to full fruition. And of course, with money being at the forefront of most of the issues, litigation and other people had to come in and be involved to kind of like square things away a little bit more to the satisfaction of all parties involved. However, there's lots of loose ends instead of untied, because they are very tied, but I'm going to say they're loosened ends that have nothing really to do with the venture of what 78 plans to do and direction of where we want to go. However, it is just solely a venture that is being pushed forward by really dedicated artists and restaurateurs and really smart business people who want to see this come to fruition. So there is another location being looked at, and if we can execute the same sort of plan that we have in mind for this place, it will definitely work within the ideas of what we had originally. It may even work out better, so everyone cross your fingers, cross your toes, cross your eyes, cross your nose hairs. Whatever we can do to bring luck into this place, please do so, because we truly need it all that we can get. We find ourselves in this space of really pushing to get this to happen, but we know that it's going to be really hard unless we keep that trajectory going. So it's important to continue rehearsals with the 78 performers. It's important to speak with the members that were hired to get you girls and guys paid ASAP. And if you're able to come Sunday to Sunday Funday's pole jam with the instructors, I will sit down and discuss with you what we're doing to move forward and possibly can get all the proper people on board to get that payout. With that said, there's so much more we want to do and so much we have to do in order to get it going. So the rehearsals are going to be pushed to Monday evenings and Friday mornings. So the morning classes would be available for 78 performers on Friday from 9 to 12. And the evening classes on Monday would be available as well for performers of the 78 from 6 to 9. So if you're able to clock in and scratch in some time in your schedules, feel free to block off that time for practice. There are two major events that need the studio, or I should say require the studio's full attention, and they're both for an audition. So the rehearsal space is still available for those who are auditioning for the burlesque or any P-Valley or any pole performance style shows that are coming up. If you're looking to audition and you need the space to rehearse, of course, our space is available. Getting you caught up on what's going on, my book was finally released, in order to not interrogate strip club owners, I'm going to do a book signing, and I'm looking for a space that fits well within the means of the style of the book. So it's not a literary agent I'm seeking, but I am looking for a booking agent for some upcoming signings and some releases for the book. I do want to have one awesome book release party, and that would require starting to organize that now. I'm looking to do it for possibly late August, and that way I would know more the direction of the 78 and maybe have a way to tie in the book with that venture. Since the book has a full tale of ups and downs of the exotic entertainment industry, it's only telling and fair to have it at a place that kind of put the adult industry or the exotic entertainment industry for strippers really on its toes, which is bringing back old burlesque theater and bringing back the art form of pole dancing and aerial arts, along with corresponding a line of merchandise and my next project's up for bid because it's still in the wraps of what I've got going on, but the news is big. I'm not doing a Kickstarter or any funding because I know it doesn't really require much, and because I've done all the legwork, it's 100% royalties to myself and has nothing to do with really anyone else other than any branding that I'd like to affiliate with the actual project. So if you're interested in knowing what I've got going on, please come to one of my meetings because I'm looking to add more chair people on board for everything Hollywood has going on and, of course, the huge empire that I plan on selling off in pieces as it continues to grow. My bare hands hand grip goes back into production because now the last remaining items that we have in inventory are on sale. So the price has been slashed. Check out that price so you can take advantage of the last few bottles before it's out of stock and we have to wait for more to come back in production. Because we've hired these amazing instructors and they come with so much knowledge and amazing classes, there's nothing I can do other than just let the reins go and let these instructors do what they do. So if you're looking to come to a really fun and interesting class, it's going to be most likely 100% different than mine. I urge you to come and try it because it's always good to have a nice little variety of different style classes and to get a nice variety of teachers' styles. So if you're ever in another studio, you don't necessarily have to compare and contrast, but you could appreciate the artists when you see them. And, of course, appreciate that time of that instructor because most studios will have their times valued at different prices. And I want to hire nothing but the best and the most amazing instructors, so I pay them extremely comparable to the prices that are paid for instructors out there. And I offer a lot of incentives for advancement in pay, along with often paid training for additional education if you're looking to grow with us as a business or potentially as a shareholder in the business. I'm always looking for enthusiastic business owners to have a strong sense of this industry and want to potentially have a studio of their own. So let's talk about expanding these businesses and growing all of our net worth so we could all retire happy and just attend pole camps and enjoy the rest of our lives on the beach playing on poles and on aerial hoops and dancing on stages. I swear this is an amazing, I say the word amazing a lot, I know, recession-proof career. Not many burlesque performers that necessarily need to retire. You can do this for the rest of your life. You can be a teacher. You can be a long-living student. You could be a business owner. You could eventually become a franchisee owner. I want all of you to embrace this and find a way to make this a part of your life if you haven't already. And if you're interested in performing, we are still seeking performers for the 78, though we are on halt of as far as performing early this spring. We're looking more towards the fall. So this summer is going to be extremely busy as we continue pushing forward and spearheading this project. We know that it's going to be extremely successful with the patience and enthusiasm of our guests and clients. I think that this will be a perfect time to just gather more of a strong niche crowd that will be attending our events. And if we begin now with maybe a couple of recitals throughout the year right here at our studio, I'm pretty sure the general public will have a great idea of what we anticipate for when we open the restaurant. And, of course, the food being absolutely up to par and beyond, we're just excited to be able to serve a public again. So it'll be great once the fall has a lift of COVID restrictions and we open as a restaurant with still in mind those COVID restrictions as far as spacing and placement of people. Still want to keep a beautiful theater environment that you'll enjoy an amazing meal and an amazing show. All right, I'll retire the word amazing for today. I will finish most of this out with catching you up on what's going on with Pole Control Studios. We have, as I mentioned earlier, our Sunday Fun Day Pole Jam meeting. That's this Sunday. And we expect all instructors or any instructors that are looking to audition or looking to maybe start with us before the fall, before the spring season is over. We are still hiring for the next month and a half, I believe. And then we are going to be pushing full motion for our summer and fall class lineups. And of course, you know, with it being beautiful New England, we have lots of off-location outdoor events planned. It'd be great to get back with our affiliates that are local, like our Science Center affiliates for our Liquid Lounge events. However, we are definitely playing all of this by ear because as things cancel or become rescheduled, we still find ourselves having the space and the place in order to do shows and be able to perform at our own. So if that's something that's of interest to you, whether you being a performer or a student, you're looking to perform in a recital or become a burlesque performer in our 78 dinner theater, we are definitely interested in having you come by the studio for classes or for that audition, or if you just need to speak to myself or any of the instructors about the many career opportunities we offer at Pole Control Studios. There has been a halt on the opportunities for employment at adult establishments or gentlemen's clubs, and that's mostly because of COVID restrictions, and there's such a high demand for a supplemental income from most performers that they're seeking to take these jobs first and kind of like have a huge waiting list for those who may be interested in working at these establishments. So from what I'm understanding, the Mardi Gras in Springfield will be reopened for performers with the 6 feet mandated COVID restrictions in place. And the mandatory dinner being the way the restaurant and the club can remain open. I'm not sure what the requirements for dancers would be other than stage performers, which would give you a great opportunity to try and practice. If you're looking to take it up a notch and you're seeking employment as a performer in a movie or a show, there are several auditions at this moment, one for Pole Dance America and there's one for P-Valley. Both, I believe, are reality-style-based scripted shows, whereas you as a performer are performing on stage, most likely candid as most strip clubs would allow and as much television viewing will allow for the ratings and for the censorships. We have a clear understanding that there may be some nudity involved. That both of those opportunities are in Atlanta, Georgia, and they're both auditions that you have to participate online and send in your audition before the actual face-to-face meetup audition, which I'm not sure if they will pay for you to travel. However, if you are chosen, be prepared to travel to Atlanta and be prepared to film for the summer of 2021. I had another opportunity for someone who was interested in a long-term pole performer position, and that would need to be addressed face-to-face because there's too many details to break that down in today's little podcast. So not to give a recap, because I'm sure you could listen to this at any time and you could always rewind or fast forward places and parts that you don't want to hear. And always, anytime I'm making any of this magic, feel free to give us a call. That call could be a 5 seconds, hello, nice to have you here, I'm happy that you're still doing the show, or it could be an AMA full-out paragraph of questions that you may have specifically for me. That guest call-in number is 516-590-340. Again, that's 516-590-0340. I look forward to hearing more from you, audience. I'm slowing down certain sites and breaking down certain social media platforms so I could streamline and be one person. Yeah, it's tough to have all these personalities and then have to have social medias that follow. So I'm kind of streamlining my life. So if you've noticed that I've been missing from a few platforms, no fret. My availability is still on a full tree on Linktree, and you can find me on everything that I am available on and contact me in all of those formats if you need to. I want to give a shout out to my girl Heather for always supporting and being an amazing friend. I know I took the word out of retirement just to give it to Heather. She is the most awesomest. We have all these amazing ideas, and I look forward to the many years of seeing some of them come to life. She has this great line called Mango Lily and Rose. It's all jewelry, all handmade, beautiful pieces that you can dress up or dress down. Lots of options to choose from if you're looking for gifts. Mother's Day and Easter is right around the corner. It's really good to start thinking about the people that you love. And if you're looking for maybe a little nice little lucky charm for yourself, I mean, give yourself a nice present, because I'm sure she can create anything custom if you're looking for something in specific. I love the idea that she constantly has her flow, and I look forward to seeing how much more she'll do in the future. It looks like we have ourselves a caller. I'm going to chime them in and ask if there are any questions that you have and get you on the Hill Skills and Thrill Show. Thank you, caller, for calling in. How can I address your question?
Hollywood, how's it going? Can you hear me?
It's going great, sweetheart. How are you?
You're the best. I love you. I was dialing in.
I was just giving you a shout out.
Giving me a shout. I know. I heard you shouting me out as I'm dialing in. I said, oh my goodness.
That's funny.
You're the best. I love you.
You are the best. I love you. And everybody, this is the one, the only, the queen of mango, Lily and Rose. You've got to check out these products. And you can see it on Instagram. You can see it on Facebook. You could eventually check out her website, because I'm sure it's going to blow up all over the world. She's made covers of magazines. She's going to be on all types of starlets. I guarantee this line is going to blow up. So don't be a fool and miss out on your custom pieces, because any reason is a great reason to rock this beautiful jewelry. I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad they got to hear the beautiful voice behind the beautiful artistry of your work. So is there anything else you'd like the audience to know before we start to chime away?
Well, I was just getting excited when you're talking about the studio and the 7-8 performers, and I was just thinking about all these trips that we have planned, and I think that it's, you know, we should just let everybody know that when you join the 7-8 or when you join Pole Control Studios, you know, you're in the club. We like going places. We're going to Ibiza. We're going to London. You know, the girls are doing things, and it's more than just a, you know, it's more than just joining a group. It's like a social group too. So you get to do fun stuff, and that's exciting, right? Because who doesn't want to get out there and see and do and just get at life, man? I don't know. And I'm ready to dress up and be sparkly too.
Yes, the sparkles must come out. It is time to shine again. 2021, we're here.
Yes.
To shine and just be a part of this amazing world and really embrace the beauty that we do have instead of, you know, denouncing the fact of the things that we don't. We are just here to appreciate the beauty of what art is, what dance is. We need to dance. We must dance. We shall dance. In Ibiza, in London, anywhere in the world, darling, you shall have me dance with you.
Yes, it's exciting. I'm excited. I'm excited for this pandemic to come to a trickling down and to get back out there. Yeah.
Yes.
Very exciting.
And don't be afraid to go and put your little money to the max and look at that site and check out some of the jewelry, because this is the time to show people that you care how much you really do by sharing something simple from one of your neighbors. It's going back to where we take back from the big corporations and we bring the dollars back to the small man in our little communities. And that's to the mom and pops and all the people in between who create things, the artisans, the bakers, the creators, everyone who's right there, your neighbor who is making something right there for you. Buy small, shop local, support your small businesses.
Yeah.
We're going to chop out from here, but definitely check us out at the 78. Check out Mango, Lily, and Rose. And, of course, don't be afraid to check us out at Pole Control Studios. We're signing out for now. Until next time, ciao, everyone. Love you, sweetheart.
Love you, too, Hollywood. Ciao.
Yes, that was my girl. She is the most amazing. You have to give her her props. Don't forget to check out those sites. We love you. Signing out. Until next time. Bye-bye.